I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS. This broadcast from the State Track and Field Meet brought to you by Pella Regional Health Center, providing health care and healing services with Christian compassion and Pella Fiber. Every home gets a gig. Join today at PellaFiber.com. We've got medalists from the girls team here, the 4x2 relay. Ladies, congratulations. JC, I'll start with you. You've had a busy couple of days so far. What's it like to come out here and finally get some points on the board?
It's really exciting to run in a relay with girls. It's just more fun to warm up together than, like, say, the 400 yesterday, where I had to warm up by myself. But yeah, it was really fun. I'm glad we got a chance to medal and get some points for the team.
Emily, you and I have had a few conversations here at the Blue Oval before. It's nice to see you again. How'd it feel out there? I know, again, you guys kind of went relay heavy this year. You didn't get to run on Thursday like you have in the past couple years, but how'd it feel out there, and what does it mean to get this group in a top eight spot?
It's really good just to be in this environment every year. It's so fun, and to be able to leave it out there one last time is a really good feeling. It's a little disappointing not doing open, but I was actually happy this year because I knew the girls I'd get to run with in the relays, and that definitely makes it all worth it. And so I'm glad we're able to show our stuff in a really good 3A this year. And so I'm just happy we were able to come out of our heat and show what we got and just continue to show up at the Blue Oval.
Well, Ms. Kiebout, you're the newcomer here at the Blue Oval this year, and you got to run with this experienced group of girls. What was it like, and how did these girls get you ready for this moment?
So, as a freshman, I think they helped me out a ton. They're kind. They helped me on handoffs. They're very supportive, and I'm very thankful for that.
And then Delaney, sorry, I have a sponsor help here from JC in a second. Maybe she can read the sponsor. I'll take care of it. And Delaney, obviously pretty busy day here with a lot of relays coming up. How do you hope this sets you up for the 4x1 qualifying coming up later tonight?
Honestly, I always find that getting a couple races under my belt helps me the most with the 4x1. You know, usually it's the second to last race of the night. So the 4x1 is our race. It's what we're confident in. We know the girls pretty well. So I think with the races that we've done so far, we're getting confident and we're getting experience, even though, of course, we've been here before. But, yeah, I'm just ready for it.
4x2 relay from Pella, 7th place. Congratulations, ladies. All the best to you later. And we'll take a second. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, JC, here we go. This broadcast is brought to you by Pella Cooperative Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Van Mon and Seatstrom Meyer Nickel CPA. Save time and gain peace of mind with the professional CPAs. I'm Andrew Schneider, broadcasting from the State Track and Field Meet in Des Moines on KRLS.